Accompanied by the now ever-present Marta and Tony, the Theta Carmelite, with Kathy on board, had arrived in system and docked at a Celeste orbital station. Earth, in its glorious blue, glowed below their feet. Within minutes of her arrival, the Celeste station also had to cope with the arrival of multiple media VidCom ships and half a dozen chasers. News of Kathy's presence had been leaked around the galaxy, probably from someone on the Celeste, or possibly the Supreme Court. Her court appearance was not listed. Like several other witnesses to the case, she was just a number on the court docket. Despite this precaution, her arrival was known. Kathy and the others had to run to return to the safety and seclusion of the Theta Carmelite. Once back safely on board, with the docking doors locked, she requested permission to use her own shuttle once more instead of a regular orbital shuttle. It took 2 hours before agreement was reached, 2 hours during which Kathy was appalled to see the lurid tales about herself, Marta, and Tony on various VidCom channels. She was trying to find news channels about the trial, but they were subsumed by the news of her arrival. There were pictures of them in the docking hall, and more of them running back to the Theta Carmelite. Not a very dignified appearance. Tony laughed.
"At least some of this is true,"
he suggested one news channel. "Stop watching it." Marta looked cross.
"It's a wonderful boost to my ego."
He raised his eyebrows at them.
"Apparently I seduced you both whilst we watched a supernova near Zygo 3.
"Not how I remember it." Marta smiled back at him with a wistful look. "Where's Zygo 3? Kathy had to laugh at the ridiculousness of the coverage and the situation. "Perhaps we should go there instead. Of course, if it was a supernova, then Zygo 3 would be gone too. I don't understand humans. Here we have a major change to humanity with other life forms on the planet, and the population seems more concerned about whom I have sex with. Maybe we should just blink elsewhere." "We can't do that," Marta said, not unsympathetically. Kathy tried to turn her attention to other reports. Not that there were many. She had handed over all her responsibilities for Tullymead, and now she had to admit she had become a bit bored. The trial had been a lurking fear in the back of her mind for weeks, and now the time to appear was near. "I don't think the Seninv would appreciate us departing." "No, I don't think he would. That's if the AIs would let us go. What do you think, Ix?"
"I am unable to state an opinion on human thoughts and possible behavior. I can provide probabilities, and of course I and other AIs will follow instructions."